Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy, author of over 20 books, businesswoman, magazine columnist, Bible teacher, international conference speaker, and distinguished woman of the year from Northwood University. The scripture says in Isaiah 55:11, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." It is Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with God's word and God-honoring music, bringing the message of Jesus and his love to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, today I'm going to explore friendships with people as well as our friendship with God. I'll say right up front, I do know that Jesus wants to be your friend through everything, and I hope this program will remind you to call on him. So let's talk about friendship. One of my favorite songs about friendship with God is Barbara Fairchild from Branson, Missouri, singing "My Forever Friend." I'm going to play it shortly, and I hope you'll listen to these lyrics. They have ministered to me over the years. The lyrics tell you that God is your forever friend, that he will never leave you, and in the darkest night, he'll be there. And even when you turn away or forget him, he's by your side. And the last line always astonishes me when I think of it, for it says, "Sometimes I am not his friend, but he is always mine." Oh, you know, sometimes I have not been God's friend, but he was always there. He was always mine. Even when I didn't love him, he loved me, and you too. Have you experienced that? Maybe that's where you are right now. You know, sometimes when I've lost a friend here on earth, and I've been mad at God, but he was always there, waiting for me to talk to him. Maybe this song will help you start talking to God again. How does he become your friend? Well, the song answers that too. It says to ask him into your heart, and he will be your friend. He's the kind of friend that will give you hope when you've lost yours. Oh, listen to me. He will help you find peace in the middle of your storm. He will hold you close when you are afraid. He will give you wisdom to make the right decision if you ask him. God always believes in you, and he will never walk out on you or leave you. Well, Barbara Fairchild is a country singer and has a show in Branson, Missouri. And I enjoy a little country music now and then. And I hope you will too. Here is Barbara Fairchild singing "My Forever Friend."
Everybody needs a little help sometimes. No one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me or a king upon a throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the with every breath I take.
Truly the words of that song, "In the darkest night, he's my forever friend," have been a comfort to me through the years. And it's easy to get lonely and need someone to comfort us. And I hope that song comforted you too. Today I'm exploring the aspects of friendships with others and with God. Well, there's another song which has been a reassurance to me since childhood. The title is, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Some of the words I love are, "Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Yes, there are times you may feel isolated and lonely, and perhaps your friends or loved ones have recently died, and you feel bereft and alone. They were such an integral part of your life, and you depended on them in so many ways, and their death has left a gaping hole in your heart. Or maybe your friends aren't available, or maybe you're not speaking to them anymore. Perhaps your friend wasn't really your friend at all, and you've had to try and find new friends. Oh, dear listener, there is one friend you can always depend on. King Solomon knew about that friend when he wrote in Proverbs 18:24, "There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." And yes, Jesus said those same words in the book of Matthew, that he wanted to be that kind of friend to you, a friend you can depend on. I wonder, what kind of friends do you have? I hope that you will look at me as one of your friends, an encouraging friend. That's my prayer for this program, that I can be a friend that comes to you to remind you that Jesus loves you, and he wants to live in your heart and be your friend. I hope you'll remember that Jesus will be your friend if you ask him. And just when you need him most, he's there. Well, there's a wonderful quartet, the Couriers, singing, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus."
Sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. God in prayer.
Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Can we find a friend so faithful,
who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness.
Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Gracious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee.
Thou wilt find a solace there.
In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.
Oh, what a reassuring song. I love that song. Yes, that's the way Jesus is. He's always your friend, even when you don't want to have anything to do with him. He'll be there waiting for you if you just ask. Well, I'm Samantha Landy, and this is the Psalms of Hope program, and our theme is Forever Friends. You know, there are different kinds of friendships in our modern day, as well as those in the Bible. And one interesting group of people in the Bible were Job's friends. Well, in the Bible, it tells us that Job was a very wealthy man with many children, many servants, and animals. But apparently, he also had lots of friends. Now, these friends had enjoyed his hospitality and his parties and his friendship for many years. But then, through a series of events, Job lost everything, even his children. However, some of his friends still came around. Yes, he had plenty of friends who were more than happy to point out all the reasons they thought these calamities had happened to Job and all the things he'd done wrong. Have you ever had so-called friends like that? Oh yeah, when you're down and hurting, they sometimes feel it's their responsibility to tell you how many things you've done wrong. Well, Job didn't need critics at that time in his life any more than you do. Instead of criticizing, like Job's friends did, let's remember to be someone who encourages our friends when they're down. Perhaps you can be the kind of friend who honestly takes a few minutes to pray for your friends when they're having problems. And I hope you'll be the kind of friend who brings comfort to someone who's hurting, who helps them when they need it. And I hope I'm an encouraging friend for you too. Yes, unlike Job's critical friends, we need to be supportive of each other. There is the old saying, a friend in need is a friend indeed. Yes, the friend who sticks around during your tough times is a treasure. Those are the ones you want to keep. And perhaps while you listen to this next song, you can take a moment and thank God for the friends in your life. Well, here's the Gaither Vocal Band singing, When We All Get Together with the Lord.
Now when the rich and the poor get together with the Lord. Get together, get together with the Lord. Well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when the tall and the small get together with the Lord, get together with the Lord. Stronger when they all get together with the Lord.
Now when they all get together, when they all get together with the Lord, well, they will treat each other like sister and brother when they all get together with the Lord.
Favorites, he just loves us all the same. His son died to save us and to keep us in his name. And soon we'll rise to meet him, and forever we will reign. And we will sing, 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 sing. Now when we all get together, with the Lord,
well, we will greet each other like sister and brother
when we all get together with the Lord, with the Lord.
Oh, won't it be wonderful when we do get together with the Lord? Oh, what a grand time that will be. Well, today I'm talking about friendship. My mom was a friend to everyone she met. She was 97 when she went to heaven, and even on her last days on earth, she talked to everyone and she talked to Jesus. The old saying was that she never knew a stranger was really true for her. Once we laughingly teased Mom about talking to everyone she met, and she replied, "Everybody likes to have people notice them, and most people love to tell their stories, and I love to hear them. The way I figure it, life would be pretty lonely if there weren't some of us willing to break the ice and talk to strangers now and then." Well, the longer I live, the more her philosophy makes sense. The fear of being rejected or your motives misunderstood are reasons many people are afraid to reach out and talk to someone. And maybe you're shy or lonely and it's hard to make the first move, break the ice, so to speak. But you never know what new friends you'll make or what interests or events you will find in common if you just make the first move. I recently met someone from South Dakota that I didn't know was from that area, so that was fun. You never know who you'll meet. Well, we shouldn't be shy when we think about talking to Jesus either. He has said he wants to be our best friend, so let's talk to him. Don't just think about Jesus. Talk out loud to him. In the book of Matthew, it says that Jesus was a friend of publicans and sinners. And I think many of us would probably be included in one group or the other. Yes, and Jesus said, "There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. You are my friends if you do what I command." And then he gave a simple, although sometimes difficult, commandment. He said, "You are my friends if you love one another." You know, sometimes you may have a hard time loving certain people, but Jesus said that was his desire for you. So reach out and be a friend to someone, especially to Jesus. He loves you so much, and he wants to be your friend. So now I want to play a song by Vern Jackson just for you, and it's called My Friend.
My friend is the king of all kings, and yet my friend walks beside me. My friend rules the earth and the sun, and yet my friend stops to guide me. My friend takes my hand just when all appears in vain, and makes it plain through joy or pain he'll remain. My friend, my friend, tells me life is a road, and though it ends at the bending, my friend tells me then there's a road beyond this road that's unending. Someday when I walk up that golden road that lies beyond the bend, who will there be to welcome me? My friend, someday when I walk up that golden road that lies beyond the bend, who will there be to welcome me, my friend?
Yes, my friend, Jesus is the King of all kings. And yes, King Jesus will be with you wherever you are if you ask him. Well, my theme for this program has been friendship. Friendship with God and with others. Throughout our lives, we'll have many different kinds of friends. And how wonderful it is when we have lifelong friends that will stick with us even if we're being a jerk. Yes, a good friend is someone with whom you can laugh and have a good time, but also someone who can provide you with a new perspective when you face a tough decision. And he'll be with you when you feel like crying and know when you need a hug. And I appreciate friends who will pray for me and with me too. Those are good friends to have. Years ago, I received an email from a friend of mine of many years. The email said, "Lots of people want to ride with you in a limousine, but what you want is someone who'll take the bus with you when you can't afford the limo." And then he wrote, "Don't forget, I'm there for you even in this tough time that you're going through." Yes, that's the kind of friend we all need, isn't it? So if you need a friend to pray with you and encourage you, do email me or write. I pray for my listeners, and I want to pray for you too. And I personally answer all my letters and emails, so I hope to hear from you and pray for you. King Solomon wrote a lot about friendships and relationships. In Proverbs 18, he wrote, "A real friend sticks closer than a brother." And that's just what Jesus said he wants to be in your life. In fact, in John 15:13, Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends." And that's exactly what Jesus did when he died on the cross for us, his friends. So in your lonely times, you can turn to Jesus. He wants to be your best friend, to help you when you're struggling. to help you when you're lonely, to help you when you're hurting. Just talk to him about whatever is in your heart. You don't have to try to be good enough. He loves you just the way you are. And he, Jesus, wants to be your best friend. Well, my goodness, our time together is over. Thanks for listening to my program. This ministry depends on listener support, so please consider a gift at this time. And whether or not you can send a gift, I hope you'll write or email me. So write to me today and do tune in, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. Email her at SamanthaLandy.com. That's LANDY.com. Your gifts help to keep Psalms of Hope on your station. If you wish to write, you may do so at P.O. Box 1103, Florence, Montana, 59833, USA. To connect with Samantha, find her on Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's Facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please comment on her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in Him.